A simple numerical experiment on the dust temperature bias for Lyman break galaxies at $ZGTR SIM $5 by Yung Ying Chen et al. Some studies suggest that the dust temperatures, T underscore D, in high redshift, ZGTR SIM5, Lyman break galaxies, LBGs, are high. However, possible observational bias in T underscore D is yet to be understood. Thus, we perform a simple test using random realizations of LBGs with various stellar masses, dust temperatures, and dust to stellar mass ratios, and examine how the sample detected by ALMA is biased in terms of T underscore D. We show that ALMA tends to miss high T underscore D objects even at total dust luminosity. LBGs are, however, basically selected by the stellar UV luminosity. The dust temperature bias in a UV-selected sample is complicated because of the competing effects between high T underscore D and low dust abundance. For ALMA band 6, there is no tendency of high T underscore D LBGs being more easily detected in our experiment. Thus, we suggest that the observed trend of high T underscore D in ZGTR SIM5 LBGs is real. We also propose that the 450 meteran band is useful in further clarifying the dust temperatures. To overcome the current shallowness of 450 meteran observations, we examine a future Antarctic 30M class telescope with a suitable atmospheric condition for wavelengths less e meter 450 tilde meteran, where the detection is not confusion limited. We find that, with this telescope, an L_IR selected sample with log L_IR L_a dot greater than 11 is constructed for ZGTR SIM5, and detection in the intermediate M_star stellar mass range 9 lower than log M_star M_a dot lower than 9.5 is much improved, especially at high T_D. This was a simple numerical experiment on the dust temperature bias for Lyman break galaxies at $ZGTR SIM $5 by Yung Ying Chen et al.